Hi, welcome to the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Sun. In this week's episode, we're going to discuss the Treasury basis trade, one of the biggest, riskiest trades hiding in plain sight. So first of all, what is a basis trade? The basis trade involves buying a US Treasury bond and simultaneously shorting a Treasury futures contract. The goal is to profit from the small pricing differential, or the basis, between the cash bond and the futures. To do this, investors such as hedge funds use repo markets to finance the bond purchase with cheap leverage. As a simplified example, an investor would buy treasury bonds and use them as collateral to borrow money to buy even more of the treasury bonds. When executed at scale, this becomes a highly leveraged arbitrage, basically picking up pennies in front of a steamroller. So why is this trade so risky in 2025? The trade exploded in size over the past couple years. Some estimates put hedge fund exposure over $600 billion. The problem is, it relies heavily on repo liquidity and stable pricing between bonds and futures. But the volatility spikes, as we saw in early 2020 or even the first quarter this year. Those spreads widen, margin calls hit, and funds are forced to unwind. The Fed and regulators have taken notice. There's growing concern about systematic risks, especially because this leverage sits outside of traditional bank regulation. So what could really go wrong from here? Imagine a scenario where treasury volatility jumps, repo rates spike, or futures markets go illiquid. Forced unwinds could cause treasury prices to tumble, even in the absence of real economic stress. That's really the paradox. Systemic shocks from a low volatility asset due to hidden leverage. It's not just theoretical. Back in March 2020, during the peak COVID vol shock, we saw this trade unwind violently, freezing the treasury market until the Fed stepped in. And there are a couple things that we should watch from here. Any widening of cash futures spreads, rising repo rates, and changes in margin rules from clearinghouses. Under volatile market conditions, clearinghouses could actually increase the margin and call for more money to be pledged. And this could potentially add to the funding pressure for investors. Also, stay tuned to regulators, as this trade is now one of the top concerns in market risk discussions and stability reports. When the world piles into a crowded trade built on leverage, the exit doors can get very small very fast. Hope this is helpful for everyone to understand or to refresh on the dynamics of the Treasury basis trade. Thank you again for watching.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.